Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on the promises of God concerning Israel, we were talking about the hand of God working in the war against Israel by fooling the soldiers into thinking that they're attacking each other. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We're reminded as Christians of Romans 14:12. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. And that includes me, friend. Some in the day when they stand before the judgment seat of Christ will be ashamed. They'll be saved, so as by fire, never realizing their present life on earth affected their rewards in eternity. My friend, what have you done recently that you know by the Word of God will lay up for eternity, that will count for eternity, that will affect, in a good way, your eternity? The Bible says that we'll count the loss. You see, my friend, how can we shake our heads at Russia when God just as clearly gives us many warnings in His Word? And notice how God pleads with them there in verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Well, I'd say Ephesians 38:22 doesn't mince any words. The judgment of God is just as sure as stated. The word plead here is actually a judicial word. It's often translated judge. It has the sense of to execute. And God is telling us he will execute against the Russian coalition plagues, that is, pestilence, and bloodshed. That's the idea of blood there. And in addition, he sends against these coalition forces torrential rains, huge hailstones, and brimstone. Some believe that brimstone is a result of a lava-like substance that result from the shaking that takes place in the land. Now, I don't know how God's going to do it. I'd only be speculating. But I do know this. I know He will do it. And I know it will stop them in their very track. And that reveals to us the person here in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 23. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Well, he's going to magnify and sanctify himself, we're told here. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, and then verses 13 through 15, we read this. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people, in tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Then in verse 13, explaining about this group, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Now, my friend, as you consider that passage, we see Christ is being magnified and sanctified in them, but this is a great multitude that is saved in the tribulation. They see the hand of God moving in this and what happens in this war against the Russian coalition. And they convert to Christ. However, in the tribulation, there are many that will turn to Christ, and it will cost them their life. And at the least, great persecution. My friend, are you saved? And if so, are you magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? Is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 true for you? There it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." And so, my friend, we're to give an answer to people that ask the reason of our hope. Are you able to do that? Do you know that if you died today that heaven is your home? Do you have a good scriptural reason? If you do not know, if you died today, that heaven is your home, I would say this to you, my friend. Please know that the judgments of God are very sure. They will happen. Are you prepared to meet God? You see, my friend, there's only one way to prepare to meet God. Matter of fact, there's only one way to Him. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father." In other words, no man goes to heaven, no man is saved, except through Jesus Christ. Jesus said that the way was narrow that leads unto life, that broad was the way that led unto destruction, and there would be many that would go in thereat. In other words, Jesus taught the way to heaven is exclusive. It's only through Jesus Christ. You can't go through any other God. My friend, I am a fundamental independent Baptist pastor, and yet no one is going to go to heaven through my church. They're only going to go to heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't go to heaven through me. You only go to heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my friend, I ask, are you prepared? Are you ready to meet God? That day is coming. That day is very soon. That day could be this day that you are listening to this preacher's voice. Now I ask, do you know for sure that you're on your way to heaven? If not, admit your need. I'm a sinner. I've sinned. I've come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. There's none righteous, no, not one. Realize that you're a sinner who cannot be good enough to go to heaven, that cannot do enough work, could do any work to save your soul. Then secondly, repent. Acts 17:30, it tells us that God commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. God commands you to repent, my friend. Repent means a change of the mind. It has the idea of to turn from something. You're turning from depending on yourself. You're turning from depending on religion. You're turning from depending upon your good works. You're turning from depending on anything else. You're turning from those things, and you're turning from your sin, and you're turning to the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting Him totally, fully, and completely with your life, with your eternity. And what are you trusting about Him? You're trusting that when Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, when He shed His blood there, He shed His blood and died for you. He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He bare our sins in His own body on the tree." He did that for you. The 3 hours that the sky has turned dark were 3 hours in which God took over the crucifixion and His deity poured out that spiritual wrath upon the humanity of Christ. I believe that at that time Jesus suffered more than any man in hell in his spirit. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose up over hell and the grave. And that's why Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. My friend, if you're going to try to make it to heaven on your own, then you need to do what Jesus Christ did. Die, be buried, raise up from the dead by your own strength and power, re-enter your body, make it raised from the ground, and make your body eternal. If you cannot do that, you need a Savior. Every man needs a Savior. Romans 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Confess that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Believe that he did die for your sin and rose up from the dead. And Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart, well, the heart is our life. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. He just doesn't believe the fact, but he believes unto righteousness. He gives his life unto the righteousness of Christ. He invites Christ to take over his life. He makes him his God. He allows God to be his Savior. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's repentance from sin. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever, Romans 10:13 says, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Will you do that right now, right where you are? Bow your head, pray, ask the Lord to save you. Pray a prayer something like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save my soul right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks. I will send that booklet to you absolutely free. 10 chapters. To instruct you on how to grow in this new Christian life. It'll have doctrinal things in there. It'll have things on church, prayer, how to study the Bible, how to serve the Lord. And I want you to have it absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast today. You might be a Christian and you say, I'm saved, but I'd like to have that booklet because I want to disciple some new Christians. Well, you write me, you tell me that, and I'll send the booklet to you absolutely free. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.